Hi, this week our subject is God loves everyone, but... In other words, there are some things that have to be considered in addition to the fact that God loves people. Many think that because God loves them, it means they're automatically saved, or it means He will accept any type of worship which they may offer, or it means they don't have to obey His commandments. My friend, please consider the following pertinent points. First, God loved Saul, who later became known as the Apostle Paul, but just because God loved him did not mean that he was automatically saved. Saul had to be baptized to have his sins washed away, according to Acts 22, verse 16. God loved Cain and Abel, but when these men offered their sacrifices, God did not respect the sacrifice offered by Cain. Genesis chapter 4, verse 5 says that. God specifically told what sacrifices were acceptable, according to Hebrews 11, verse 4. And when Cain offered something else, he was rejected, even though God loved him and everyone. And third, God loved Adam and Eve in their innocent state. Remember, God loves everyone. But the fact that Adam and Eve were innocent and that God loved them did not remove the need for obedience. The point I want you to focus on is that God's love for men does not mean men are not required to obey what God said. I had a Bible study with a church leader one time from a major denomination. We were discussing what was necessary for salvation. I asked the very simple question, do we have to obey God in order to be saved? This church leader did not know how to answer that question. He told me with his own mouth, I don't know if we have to obey to be saved. You know, this is sad when church leaders don't know if obedience is required for salvation. Let Jesus answer this question, however. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." In Matthew chapter 12, verse 49 and 50, "And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.'" If men want to go to heaven, they must obey God's word. If they want their worship accepted, they must worship according to God's instructions. If at any time a man or woman violates God's commandments, they must seek forgiveness on God's terms. Please remember, forgiveness is granted on God's terms. We cannot make up our own way of saving ourselves. This is what the Pharisees were trying to do. It is not wrong to obey God. It is not wrong to teach people that they must obey God. The Pharisees did not obey God, and they did not teach men to obey God. The Pharisees were guilty of disobeying God and teaching others to disobey. In their arrogance, they thought they were so righteous that they could not possibly be lost. We must learn a lesson from their mistakes and not repeat them. But, my friend, please remember, if you want to go to heaven, you must obey what God said. It is not being Pharisaical to teach that we must obey in order to be saved. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, the Bible says, "Now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He who says, 'I know Him,' but does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him." That's what the Bible says. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider another subject on Bible Talk.